Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Podzilla 1985.
The one where Shannon Young dies.
That should be every show. We really are recording now, so if you threaten my life, it's going to be on tape.
I'm not threatening. I'm just saying what could happen tonight.
I'm Mandy Kennedy. I got to go play the foosball.
I'm going to play. I got to watch my
team. I don't
team.
Know what just happened with that voice.
That's how Mandy sounds.
Like, it sounded almost like you were going for, like,
hello,
Kermit, and then, like, it crossed into Bobby Boucher. Or Kathy Bates, I guess, is Bobby's mom.
Well,
Bobby
there.
Boucher, Kermit the Frog Bates.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Kermit from deep New Orleans.
Kermit Boucher.
I guess deep Louisiana.
Yeah. Well, so, Shannon Young, that's my name.
No, it's not.
You know, after doing this for 3 years, you would think that at some point I could just do a normal intro and not, like, it's not that I'm nervous when I do the intro. It's every time I do it, it's like, fuck, what am I doing? What are you doing, Pac-Man? You know, there's something better I could be doing in my life than other than this. And now the computer's frozen. We're going to give it a second to catch up.
Oh, my God. It better not be frozen.
Yeah, I actually
Yeah,
on Nerd Up the other night, it's not even that it froze. It just literally stopped recording.
Okay, it froze, but it actually kept going, so it was just the screen that froze.
Yeah, that's good. That sucked. We lost probably at least 15 to 20 minutes.
They were telling me about that. Yeah, that sucks. That's always a danger when we record these shows with Audacity. That's the program we use.
Yep.
That there's going to be a problem. That's Jesse Kimball down at the end of the table, by the way.
You sure it is? Yeah. I'm having a bad week, friends.
Jesse Kimball is having a bad week. If you'd like to support Jesse Kimball and his bad week, go to patreon.com. /Podzilla 1985 and send a donation. Lindsay Wolfgang's here.
I'm here.
And she is bundled up.
I'm really, 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 really cold.
Let me set
and
the
I am
scene.
Apparently the only person that is
yeah,
really
paint us
really,
a word
really
picture,
cold.
Shannon.
Let me set the scene for you. So Jesse is in a sharp black hoodie with the sleeves rolled up. It looks very nice, by the way.
Well, thank you.
That's a sweet hoodie there. Mandy is in an awesome leather jacket, it looks like, with a football jersey underneath.
Yes.
Looking hot.
Thanks.
As in she looks warm. Because it's not cold in here. I am in a vest and a t-shirt, and Lindsay is in a hoodie with the hood up, and then a fur coat on top of it. Oh, by the way, fur coat, because the queen
it's
is here,
not
ladies and gentlemen.
A fur coat. It's a fake fur-lined
with that
hoodie.
Hood up as well.
With another hood. Yes,
did
I am wearing double hoods.
Did you build that in your in the high school? What do you build clothes with?
No, I bought it at Stephen Barry's when I still worked there.
What is it, a loom?
Sure.
Well,
do people still
loom
use
is
looms?
For weaving your fabric, and no, I did not make it from scratch.
You should probably get on that. Then you could have a warmer coat, so you could just wear one coat.
Yeah.
Cold.
You could wear one piece.
To be fair, the hoodie I have underneath is a short sleeve hoodie. It's a tunic thingy.
That's fine. Thing. You still look like you're in the middle of the fucking Arctic.
I don't care. I'm really cold, and I'm starting to warm up, so don't make fun of me.
Where's your igloo? Like, I'm not even cold, Lindsay.
I know. I just, as I said, there's something wrong with me. I'm cold.
And Mandy Kennedy.
Yeah.
Who really wants to go watch football?
I do. My team's playing. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Woohoo!
Do we have two Mandys here tonight?
Oh, wait. Is that... wait, what? Did I already introduce her?
Yeah. As Kermit the Frog, boys.
Yeah.
I'll take it again. I deserve two.
Wait, so you don't even... you're not even going to go play football. You just want to watch football?
Yeah.
Jesus. You know, I have things I want to do, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. What? Watch your wrestling? Bitch, don't even give me shit.
Bitch, don't even.
That's what she just hit you with, dog.
God damn. Fake ass bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I don't watch wrestling. I don't watch wrestling.
Yeah, okay.
I don't watch wrestling.
That's not true.
I watch pay-per-views. That's it.
That's still wrestling.
That's what I watch.
This isn't wrestling. This is a podcast.
Okay.
She said that's still deaf man.
Oh, okay. Well, how often do you watch football?
Oh.
How often do you watch football?
Thursday, Sunday, Monday.
Okay. Well, then you got me beat because I watch wrestling once a month.
Okay.
But
sure
in fairness.
You go to wrestling shows, though, so that'd be like
I'm
twice a month.
I'm part of the wrestling show.
When
you start playing for the Steelers, I will take that as an excuse.
But see, football doesn't last that long.
Yeah, it's not all year round.
Short season.
Yeah, it's September to January. That's all we get.
So that's 17, what is it, 17 games?
And usually
16.
I don't watch it a lot Monday nights usually unless my
but it
team's
is 17
playing.
Weeks plus playoffs.
Or Thursday because I'm here. Really, Sunday is really the only, I keep up with it, but Sunday is usually the only one I actually watch. Unless my team is playing on Thursday or Monday.
To be fair, the Pittsburgh Steelers were also my team.
Yeah.
So, I've always been a Steelers fan. Even before I met Lindsay, before I knew everybody was from Pennsylvania, Steelers were my favorite team. Cordell Stewart was always my favorite player. Do you remember Cordell Stewart?
Yes.
He played multiple positions. He was like I always wanted a Cordell Stewart jersey. I never got one. I told my mom, I was like, for Christmas, all I want is a Cordell Stewart jersey. And then she got me like a sweatshirt. But it wasn't a Cordell Stewart sweatshirt. It was just a sweatshirt.
Jerseys are super expensive.
They were, especially back then.
Yeah.
I mean, still.
They're still like $100+.
Mm-hmm. Plus, like, my mom only shopped at Walmart. So if Walmart didn't carry it, we didn't get it at home.
Yeah. Like, I'm super bummed. I have two Colts jerseys. Next jersey I'm getting is just going to be personalized. Because
it's like Kimball on the back.
Yep.
How about Jess C. Crimble?
No. Or, bring it back to elf names.
or as I was listening to the very first episode of Nerd Out the other day, when Hunter introduced her as Jesse Campbell.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes.
And then you had like all that dead air where CJ was trying to talk like in, you know, the general direction of not the mic.
Well, that's because it's hard to talk with a mouthful of pills.
Oh, oh no. No. But anyway, going backwards.
I love CJ. That's a joke. I really do like CJ. I'm so sorry.
Going backwards here. I have two jerseys on players that have been let go from the team. Well, one retired, one was let go. So now I'm just like, well, now I have two jerseys. I don't really want to wear them because the player's gone.
I have two jerseys that I got at Stephen Berry's. And I only got them because remember when we worked at GameStop and for Madden, they would let you wear a jersey.
Yeah.
So I just didn't want to wear my normal shirt. So I bought a jersey and they're one's like the Steelers colors, but it's just a blank jersey.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I can't wear them because they really accentuate my nipples. If my nipples are in any way erect, it's very easy to tell.
That's some thin jersey material.
The last thing you want to see is me at the store trying to upsell Madden with hard nipples.
He gets really, really excited
really
about Madden.
I really love Madden.
I have two jerseys. I have the one I'm wearing now, which is Antonio Brown, who still plays. And then my old one is Randall L. So long ago.
Can I share a story about Madden and that it relates to your brother, Pat Kennedy?
Yeah.
Jesse, you know this story already?
Yeah, I do.
So
this is going to be about a missing thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're working in GameStop, me and Pat. Pat was a manager, I was assistant manager. And this woman comes in and she buys Madden, brand new Madden. I don't remember which year it was, but brand new, just came out that day. And we gave her a sealed copy. And she reeked of booze to begin with, by the way. Mm-hmm. I just want to point that out. So she leaves. She comes back like 2 hours later and tells Pat, there was no game in here. In a sealed copy of Madden, by the way. This isn't like GameStop opened it and we played it and forgot to put the disc back in. No, this was a sealed copy of Madden. So Pat said what any of us would have said and like, that's not possible. That was a sealed copy we gave you. But this drunk woman, she argues and she tells Pat, you know, I want to speak to the manager. He's like, I am the manager. Was there anybody else I can speak to? He's like, well, I guess you can speak to the district manager. She's like, okay, will you call her? So Pat's like, whatever. He's tired of arguing with her. He calls Carrie, who was the district manager at the time, and tells her, so this woman bought Madden, brand new, sealed copy, and she said it's not in there when she took it home. You want me to tell her to kick rocks? And Carrie, of course, said, no, give her another copy, mm-hmm. because the customer's always right.
Uh-huh.
So Pat, in the angriest I've ever seen him, and that's saying something, he takes a new copy of Madden, walks over to her, and slams it down on the counter in front of her and says, there you go. And I could just see he wanted to cuss her out.
The woman actually asked, are you mad?
Yeah. And then she goes, all right, thank you, baby. Thank you so much, and walks out. And Pat looked at me and just like threw his hands up, and I think he walked into the back for a few minutes because that was the most enraging thing
I've seen. Oh, I'd be so pissed.
Because I missed the purchase, but I was there for the return.
It was ridiculous.
Or when she came back in. And yeah, Shannon's not like, I mean, it would take a while to go into the full story of how she was berating Pat.
Yeah, it was nonstop.
Yeah, no, it just...
And Pat told her, he's like, well, we don't make the games here, so you'll have to take it up with EA.
Right. Like, if they forgot to put a disc in there, you got to talk to EA about it because there's nothing we can do. And, whenever he handed her the game, like, after slamming it on the table, he also took, like, one of the, we had, these box cutters we called Slasher Bob.
Slasher Bob.
Took one of those, ripped it open, like, disc is in it.
Here's the disc. Bitch. That's what he was thinking.
Yeah. He's like, disc is in it.
Bitch.
Do not come back and say this one's not here.
Yeah.
That was the dumbest thing. That, and you wonder why that company sucks. You can't help out a customer that has a legitimate problem, but you can give out free copies to someone lying and cheating you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good for you, GameStop.
Yep. Bastards. Because that was, Carrie's whole thing was, well, we just want them, you know, out of the store.
Yeah. Well, I also wanted them out of the store, but I don't mind pissing them off.
Nope. I wanted to call, I wanted security called.
I had a customer yesterday, allege malpractice against me. That's a whole other story. I'm not going to get into that.
Technical malpractice.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. So, Jesse, what are we talking about tonight?
I assumed it was something anime. No, we were doing retro stuff, right?
Yes, it's nostalgic November.
Nostalgia. Yeah.
We couldn't think of the real title last month or last week. We kept going over. It was anime. Then it was Pokemon. It was Pokemon. Then it was anime. Well, now we figured out it's just nostalgia.
Yeah, because I made the retro logo.
Where is it?
Last year. I ain't got Photoshop. We've been through this.
I've got paint. You see what I did today with that flyer for games?
Have you seen my computer with the zero memory that keeps yelling at me that there's no memory and I've been telling you for months and you still haven't done anything about it for me?
Did you download more RAM off the internet like I told you?
No, you didn't tell me. And that doesn't work. Thank you.
But for a second, you thought it did.
I'm cold and tired.
That old Windows XP scam right there.
Download more RAM here. So yesterday, when I was doing the show for Pro Wrestling Unscripted, I saw something on my Facebook that gave me the inspiration for tonight, and it was the top 100 pop songs from the past 25 years.
I enjoyed it.
Okay. Yeah, so me, her, and Allie sat there and jammed out to 100 songs to figure out which ones we remembered. And which
I knew
ones
most
didn't.
Of them. I was so proud of myself.
You did. I was proud of you too. I didn't know a lot of them because music's terrible. But I thought, hey, it might be fun to talk about music tonight. Everybody likes music.
That's true.
Same.
And none of us like the same music. So,
I mean, you and I have. Like, I feel like all of us have, the Venn diagram isn't separate circles. There's some overlap in all
there's
of our
musical tastes.
There's a little
bit of overlap. Taste. We like Coheed.
Yeah.
All four of us like Coheed.
I think everybody at this table likes Coheed and Cambria.
But I didn't grow up on Coheed.
No.
I listened in high school is when I got into it.
Yes. Yeah. My high school music was mostly rap. So I grew up with, College Boys. Huh? Huh?
I don't know.
My high school music was entirely classic rock. That's not high school. Middle school. High school was new metal,
which now is classic rock.
Yeah.
Feel old yet? .jpg.
Because I didn't get into Coheed until college because that was my buddy Chris Edelman. He's the one that introduced me to Coheed, and I remember he did it. We worked at EB Games. It was when he was a holiday hire.
Yeah.
And like I just came out of the back one day, and he was just like he just did the Jesse Bad Boy. And I was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "You never listened to Coheed."
He said, "That's my name."
So he made me listen to that song, and then I was like, "Oh."
I think it was right out of college for me too, or in college, because Bob and Chad would play it, and they would say, "Is this a boy or girl?" They couldn't figure it out. And I was like, that's clearly a boy. Like, I still don't understand how people even had that argument. Was Claudio, like, his voice?
Yeah.
It's clearly a boy's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Tracy Chapman really fooled me.
Seriously.
Tracy Chapman fooled me, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't until Fast Car that I was like, oh.
That might be a woman.
Because what's the other song? The
No idea. I didn't even know Fast Cars.
Where Were You Going?
You're lucky I remembered her name.
Oh, I'm going to look that up. Because there was another song that my dad loved back in the day. And I definitely always thought that Tracy Chapman was a dude from that song. Talk amongst yourselves while I look this up.
Lindsay, you have an affinity for Ace of Base.
I loved Ace of Base.
Now, explain to everyone here, because they have no idea who you're talking about, what
no,
Ace of Base is.
They have that one song. I saw the sign.
Yes. Yeah, the
one song.
The
yeah.
sign and Don't Turn Around was their other big one on the radio.
I'm a big fan of
One
Hit Wonders.
There's some European like pop tech group. I don't remember what country they're from. I'm not going to lie. I almost dug out the old cassette tape to bring in just so I could pull the information off of it without looking it up. Yes, I still have the cassette tape.
That's fine.
Give Me One Reason. That was the,
yes!
the song. Give Me One Reason to stay here.
Was that Tracy Chapman?
Yep.
Lower it.
I can't.
Jesse,
can.
You do it.
No, I'm good.
Give her one reason to stay here.
Yeah.
Doing Kermit.
The Kermit Chapman.
Yeah, Kermit Nickelback.
Almost spit out her water.
No.
But yeah, no. My dad loved that song back in the day.
No,
and
that was
I
a
always
good song.
Thought, yeah.
In the back of the day cafe.
And I always thought that it was a guy. Bob was the one that was the first time I'd ever heard Fast Car, the other really popular song by Tracy Chapman. And I was like, no, wait a minute. If I listen to these lyrics.
Some may, right?
This sounds like it's about a woman.
What?
Fast Car?
Is it about a woman?
Yeah.
The singer is a woman.
Yes.
And it's about a woman.
It's about a woman and a guy that turns out to be a drunk. And she basically married her father. Have you not listened to the song?
Oh, hold on, back up. Hold on. Let me just say what you just said. It's about a woman and a drunk guy, and then it turns out she married her father.
No, basically.
Are you sure you weren't watching Jerry Springer?
I'm positive.
Damn it, Brian.
The way the I am kind of out of it, but the way the song goes, it starts with her talking about getting away from her drunk father. that she dropped out of school to take care of, and she ran away with this guy with a fast car.
Okay.
And they established their lives and everything else, and she keeps thinking he's going to get better, but he keeps getting worse. And, yeah, he just starts drinking more and more and more, and, yeah, and then turns out, like, he's also a drunk. So she has to escape
him
now.
So you say symbolically.
Yeah.
She married her father.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, you didn't say that.
I said
knowing
basically.
No context of the song, I assumed that she actually married her father and that you're going to tell me Tracy Chapman was from Alabama.
Ha!
Where there's a bunch of freaks there.
But I mean, I did say basically.
Oh, by the way, I meant to do this at the beginning of the show. Let's talk for just a second. Let's cut out of this real quick. And I just want to say I'm very disappointed that they're closing down Marvel Heroes.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I just want to mention that real quick because Jesse and I played that a lot. And you played it a little bit too, didn't you, Manny? Because you played with us once. Or was that Krista?
I think Krista played with us
once. Was it Krista? Okay.
Because
there was definitely a girl that played with us. Because I remember it was either Mandy or Krista. And if it wasn't Mandy, it was clearly
it was definitely
Krista.
Because
Lindsay only played like twice.
Yeah, I wasn't. I don't like that top-down view.
It's a Diablo clone where you can play as Marvel characters. It was actually super fun.
I mean, I liked playing as Scarlet Witch. I just didn't
I think I've only played the alliances
the
with
stuff.
You.
It's kind of like that. It's
online.
Yeah.
You know?
Then it was not me.
And, that's so sad.
Yeah,
we need to figure out
what the last day is and just go back in.
It's going to the end of the year, and they said very soon everything will be free.
Ooh.
So you can play any character, any costume. They're going to make everything free for the last month. So go out on a bang. Yep. But, I mean, we did everything you can do in that game.
I really hope that they release servers. Like, they release, like, a headless version of the server so that people can host their own.
A private server?
Yep. That would be awesome. And then the community could kind of keep going. They couldn't really, you know, update and add to it, but.
Well, they might.
Yeah, I guess.
At like the Ultima Online servers. I know it's much more basic, but like they add new stuff to that all the time on the private servers. So even Warcraft, like the Warcraft private servers have new stuff on it. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that we're very sad about that.
Yeah. No, so. I mean, it's been a long time since we played it, but man, I love that game.
I go back to it all the time. Just log in for a little bit, play a Cyclops, just run around, shoot some Sentinels, Jubilee's with me. And I'm like, what other game? Can I play a Cyclops with Jubilee, and then I'll run into, like, Rocket Raccoon in the middle of a street and just go, what's up? That's a lie. I never talk to anybody.
I mean, the one downside to that, like, in terms of your immersion and everything else, it did kind of ruin it that, yeah, you'd be running around a Cyclops with Jubilee and everything.
Like, oh, look, there's 8 more Cyclopses.
Well, there weren't very many Cyclopses usually, but there were, like, 9 Deadpools, 11 Wolverines. Like...
They did explain that eventually.
Really?
Yeah,
multiverse.
They added a thing that you were chasing, mm-hmm. like cracked the multiverse, and that dimensions were starting to bleed into each other, so you would meet other characters from the
That's kind of neat.
That's neat.
But anyway, fuck you, Disney. Fuck you, Disney.
Yeah, I don't know why they choose now. Like, I thought Marvel Heroes was doing super well. They just launched on console.
Shitty thing for people that bought on console. Imagine people that poured money into the console version and it was up for 3 months.
Oh,
yeah.
Because,
it just released on console, like, what, July?
Yeah. And it just got out of beta. Like, it just fully released, like, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
What a middle finger to everybody. Like, holy shit, that's fucked up.
Especially the people that bought Founders Packs to play on the console early.
People that paid the $100, $150 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because Jesse and I, we played it since the beginning. So we got at least 4 years of enjoyment out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of those, like, me and Shannon heard this game was happening and we're like, oh.
Yeah.
And the only way to get in on it was to get in on it early because we wanted it in ASAP. Mm-hmm. We had to buy these Founders Packs and they were $60, the ones we bought. Boy, we regret not getting the $100 one though.
Yeah.
Because
we spent a lot of money after that.
There were a bunch of them for $60 that just had like a different theme characters. They both of us got the X-Force one.
We got the X-Force one, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we all agreed that that was the best pack to get.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was just, all X-Men with X-Force variant outfits. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
For $40 more, we could have gotten like this epic pack that straight up told us, like, you get everything and everything to be released.
Oh, yeah, you should have went with the $100 one.
Thanks, Mandy.
You're welcome.
Hindsight and whatnot. Because I know Shannon dropped more than $40 in the lifetime of that game.
What?
maybe even on just one thing.
Shots fired, dang.
It made me just realize something. You can't get an X-Men game anymore.
No.
There's no, like, they just released Marvel Super Heroes 2, Lego. There's no X-Men in it.
Really? Because they're supposed to go along with the cinematic universe.
Yeah. So, you can't even play as the X-Men in Lego. That's terrible.
They did re-release Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2, and you can play as X-Men in that one at least.
That's true, for now. Let's see what they do to you.
Yeah, they just delete them.
So, Lindsay, you hate Disney.
I have a love-hate relationship with Disney.
You hated them very strongly at one point. Hello, Billy. Oh. Billy's here. The hero of the Ghostbusters.
Mine goes up and down with Disney.
Yeah, well, mine's down right now.
I know.
Fuck them.
Especially since they're pulling all the... Did you hear they actually are pulling the Netflix-produced Marvel shows
from
Netflix?
But at least we can still watch Punisher, right?
Yes.
Like, they're not pulling them yet, are they?
Not yet.
They're not even launching their thing for another whole year.
2019.
They'll still pull it.
Yeah. In 2019, like, they just confirmed that they are pulling the Netflix-made Marvel shows, which I was like, how is that going to work?
Does that mean they're
going
to be done?
Yeah, because
Netflix isn't going to do them anymore.
Yeah.
Come on, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Go back in the Disney vault, you bastards.
I just, like, it confuses me. Like, I assume that it is Disney. They probably had something in the contract somewhere. But I just assume since Netflix, you know, made and produced these shows, that they had some form of ownership.
Yeah, because
they still had to work with the rights of the characters, though.
Well, but still, like, take Rare Replay that was on Xbox One. You know what two games aren't on it? GoldenEye and Donkey Kong. Because Donkey Kong's owned by Nintendo, and GoldenEye, the James Bond licenses, whatever.
Right.
So you would think, if Netflix made these shows, they could just, like, go, no, you can't have them.
Yeah.
At least put it up in limbo where no one could have them. Because I don't see Netflix just going like, yeah, take them. Nah, we're done with them.
Yeah.
We don't even need them. We've got American Vandal now.
We got Stranger Things.
Both good shows.
They
are. Have you watched American Vandal yet?
Yes.
Okay, because I got suckered into it and it was really good.
Yeah, no, I actually enjoyed that a whole lot more than I thought I would.
Lindsay, you need to watch that.
Okay.
It's about dicks.
Oh, yeah, you guys started watching that and I chose to go to bed.
Jesus.
It's honestly worth watching.
Yeah.
All right.
It starts as a joke about dicks and then goes really, really serious.
Because it's making fun
of,
like...
I mean, you were about Stranger Things.
Yes,
well,
I was.
I wouldn't put this on level with Stranger Things.
Yeah, but I wasn't
Don't
real thrilled
me.
About it when it first came out either. So.
Ace of Gray, he said it, not me.
it's like making making a murderer.
Yeah.
Like that kind of show, but it's fake.
Yeah,
it's about
high school.
It's about this kid got framed drawing dicks all over cars.
But what about the ball hair? Anyway.
What about the ball hair?
You know what Stranger Things reminds me of?
What's that?
That song from the show, the opening song.
Yeah.
That retro 80s song.
Yeah.
Speaking of retro songs.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Brought it back.
Back into it. Yeah. So let me give you a brief history of my musical taste when I was younger. I grew up on country music. Because my parents listened to country music.
Sad times.
Well, see, I came full circle on country music, though. I grew up loving it because that's what they listened to. And then I hit my rebellious phase where I went from, you know, Conway Twitty and George Jones to Bone Thugs and Harmony, Tupac Shakur, other rappers.
Yeah.
I mean, I got
Biggie?
No, I was never a big fan.
Really?
I was more of a Ruthless Records. Like, I really got into Bone Thugs and Harmony, and by association, all of the artists that were on their label, Poetic Hustlers, Graveyard Shift, Soulja Boy. Not the same Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
A completely different Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
Runteldat.com or whatever it is. And then I went from rap music into Japanese music. I hit that phase where I got into anime and stuff. So I listened to the Pillows.
Okay.
You know? Yoko Kanno.
Gackt.
Mana. Malice Mizer.
Uh-huh.
Jesse's over there looking at like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Are these actually words?
Yes.
Like, I don't.
Yes.
These are Japanese bands.
Right. Gackt and Mono are actually part of...
Well, Gackt
was
in Malice Mizer.
So was Mono, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Was that before Hide passed away, their original singer?
You've lost me at this point.
It might have been Tokyo X.
You weeaboo.
I don't know. It was college. Yeah.
I usually only listen to theme songs of animes.
That's sometimes how I find.
Yeah, that's
how
I got started
really
on a lot of those.
Like,
yeah. But I got heavy into the anime music and the Japanese music. And then Mandy's happy.
Yes! Steelers are winning so far.
Then it went from the anime and Japanese music into rock music. And then from rock music back into everything now. Country. I like country. Fuck it.
I like
country.
Some stuff. But
I like the stuff that doesn't put me to sleep when I'm at work.
I'm not as big of a fan of some country music as other people. Like, I like Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
I know everyone likes Johnny Cash, but I really like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Dalton is a huge fan of Florida Georgia Line. I'm not as big of a fan of somebody like that.
But not Sarah Bareilles?
No, he doesn't like Sarah
Bareilles.
Okay,
well, fuck Dalton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that.
Okay.
I don't understand
him
either.
Get out.
No,
yeah.
I have country music for me has a really unfortunate association. So whenever I was a kid, like, my dad always listened to classic rock. He didn't hate country, but he didn't like it either. He wasn't, just wasn't in general a fan. He loved classic rock. So whenever I went with my mom, though, my mom loves country. And whenever I was a kid, my mom, like, she's not a great driver. And on top of that, she's always cold. So she always keeps the heat on really high. So whenever I was a kid, like, I would get car sick riding with my mom.
You were in literal hell.
Yeah.
It was hot and there was terrible music playing.
That was the
problem. You're bad driving, so you're getting jarred all over the place.
Exactly. So I would get car sick while listening to country music.
Oh, God.
Now, if I listen to country music, I get car sick.
I could be not in a car.
Sitting at this table right now, if somebody started playing like country music, I will get car sick. You blast some Toby Keith. Yeah.
No, I can't listen to Toby Keith. That's just awful music. Like, he is a bigot singer. I don't like him. I like old school country. I like Johnny Cash. I like Taylor Swift. Like, I know she's a newer country. Well, not anymore. She's pop.
No, she's not country.
Yeah, she definitely left country. Stuff.
But I've loved Taylor Swift since I first heard her, so I can't say anything bad about that.
Yeah.
Mandy, what about you? What'd you grow up on?
Classic rock.
Define classic rock. You guys keep throwing out the term classic rock. To me, classic rock
is like 70s
is like Whitesnake and Bon Jovi and stuff like that. Yeah. What's classic rock?
That's 80s like rock for me. I think like 70s.
I don't know. It's 70s that's just what 80s. It was always called. Tom Petty.
That's classic.
That's classic rock.
I just assumed you were going to say like Nickelback.
Rush, Tom Petty.
Linkin Park.
No.
None of those are classic rock. No. They are now. Yeah, we're too old for that. I mean, young? I don't
Led
know.
Led Zeppelin, Van Halen. Okay. Like, yeah.
Yep.
That's what I grew up on. And then I finally got in like my own music. In like, fifth grade, our teacher, like, you're allowed to like, oh my gosh, sorry. Let me, fifth grade, my teacher had like an extra like teacher like desk. So we'd have like a student of the week and you got to sit at like
a big desk.
Yes, at a big desk. And then you could bring in a CD that week and the class would have to like listen to it on times when we got to. So that's when like my music horizons expanded because I've heard of all these things.
Stuff.
That was when I found my first crush, Aaron Carter. And
oh, God.
Was in fifth grade. And so then I like from there bought like the Now CDs because I could get like a variety of everything for
the
price of
CDs.
One CD.
Yeah.
And being
there
you
was
know,
a new one advertised every 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I was like, look at all of these bands I can get instead of the same person. And so then I kind of went into like that popish phase, boy band and whatnot. I still like the rock.
All I'm going to tell you right now is don't look up Aaron Carter now.
Oh, no. I know. I've seen it.
It's not good.
Yeah. No, I know. And
he,
then
he hit the cocaine.
He ain't
the heroin.
Great.
And
yeah.
Then in high school, I got into like Coheed and like the emo, I guess, if that's like pop punk bands and Blink 182 and all that stuff. And that's kind of where I stayed. I can do some country, but the country that work plays is god awful, and I don't know why I would want to listen to it. Jesse knows. It'd blow my brains out.
I mean, there
every
are
day.
Legit like two or three country songs that play in my store that kind of offend me.
Yeah.
What like, I don't they're get that bad.
Is like they talk about getting drunk and fucking in country too, but that's okay to talk about in country.
Yeah.
But we're going to take away Usher off the jukebox.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. I have one that you flat out can tell what they're doing in it.
Yeah.
But the lyric is, hillbillies like to do it in the insert donkey noise.
Oh, great.
Wait, what?
Hillbillies apparently like to do it in the ass.
There is a legit song.
I'm looking
that,
it up.
Well, she said donkey noise, though.
No, it makes a donkey noise.
Like
yeah.
That?
Hillbillies
oh
like
God.
To do it in ass. That. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
oh,
please stop playing.
They're just,
please.
I can't. But yeah, mostly my is like, I don't know.
I'm looking it up.
What, like,
I don't know
like
what it is
that,
or who it's by,
like,
but I hate it.
Is it Hot Apple Pie, Hillbillies?
I don't know.
Or is it Big and Rich, Hillbillies Like It in the Hay?
That might be it. I don't know, but it's I don't like it.
Speaking of music, though, for me it's sad because they just announced that next year is the last Warped Tour. And like when I was in high school, 2018 is the last one. And like in high school, that was like, yes, I one day had a road trip with my friends. Like, see all of these bands for only, like, 40-some bucks, spend the whole day, and, like, it was awesome. I met the guy from Jack's Mannequin, Andrew McMahon, who I really liked. I saw Coheed, and I met Claudio.
Jesse has a picture with him.
Yeah, I do, too, somewhere.
It was my profile picture for, like, 2 years.
I got
it
to
was.
Meet T. Mills. Like, I've gotten to meet, like,
T. Mills?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shrug emoji.
Shut up. Anyways, like, it was such a and like when you're in high school, like you're so looking forward to that.
I wasn't.
But
I went to one concert. I've told this before. You know the one concert I went to? It was Kansas and John Waite and Styx. That was my only concert I've ever been to in my life. With had that all-time classic, Kansas comes out on stage and says, Cape Girardeau, welcome to Kansas, and the crowd goes nuts because he said our name.
Yeah.
Fucking sheep.
So, that's sad for me. But I get to meet Lights in March again, so I'm really stoked about that.
There you go.
Her name's not Lights,
yes,
is it?
Yes, it is. Just shut the fuck up.
Jesus. She seems sweet.
She's amazing.
I've never heard any of her music, but she's pretty.
I can't wait.
I've heard, like, I actually do, a couple of her songs popped up on my Discovery playlist. And I was like, oh, this is cool. Because I was sitting there listening. I was like, man, who is this? Oh, this is Lights. Uh-huh.
Just, who's the female artist you had the biggest crush on when you were younger? We heard it was Aaron Carter for her. Lindsay, we'll get to you in a second. You think of your answer.
I don't know that I had a music crush.
Oh, you did.
Wow.
And why was it Billy Ray Cyrus?
It wasn't. That was Amanda.
Easy. Calm down, Keller.
That was my best friend. Oh, my God.
She was a cum slut, right?
Britney Spears, Spice Girls?
No, it wasn't. I did actually like the Spice Girls when I was a kid.
But you didn't have a crush
on
them.
Mandy Moore?
No, I'm trying to think of her name.
Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears.
J-Lo.
No. Skater Boy.
Avril
Lavigne. That was my crush when I was a kid. Because I was really into skateboarding and punk and everything. And she was
cool.
Just this like super hot punk chick that, yeah.
The problem is that she still acts like that now when she's like 30 something. You know, like.
Well, she looks completely different now to what she did back then.
Well, she's still very pretty though. She's very attractive and I always liked her as a singer. But did you ever see her video for Hello Kitty?
No.
That's the most atrocious thing you'll ever see in your
life. I have not listened to Avril Lavigne since Skater Boy.
Fuck. She had such a better song that came out.
I think the latest song was that, the boyfriend, girlfriend. I could be your girlfriend.
It's girlfriend.
Or
that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah. That was like the last new thing.
Like that album was the only Avril Lavigne album I ever listened to.
I think it was her second album. She had a song called Nobody's Home that was like super serious. And I love that song. And then she followed that up with Girlfriend and it was like, never mind. She's back. And then she married Nickelback. The entire group. I don't know how that's legal, but in Canada.
Maybe that's why no one likes Nickelback.
Because Avril Lavigne took Mary them all Chad away. Krieger? Yeah. Krieger?
Kroger.
Okay.
Chad Krieger. It's Chad Krieger. It's Freddy's nephew. Because he'll haunt your dreams. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, who was your crush?
I mean, I'm serious.
And why
thinking.
Was it Lionel Richie?
No.
Do you like Nick Carter?
No. I really could have cared less about Backstreet Boys.
Was it
like NSYNC?
I mean, I preferred NSYNC, but I didn't really have a crush on any of them.
Marky Mark?
No. If you're going back that way, I mean, I like New Kids on the Block, but I was in first grade, so I don't know if you can really call that a crush.
Viceroy.
Who else?
I mean, Viceroy.
Oh, I'm sorry, I messed up
McCartney,
that last part.
But he didn't come out till later.
I like their animated counterparts better than them.
That was my next crush, Jesse McCartney.
You have a boy band fetish.
He wasn't a boy band. But
I mean,
I
legitimately can't think of a music artist that I ever crushed on.
Mariah Carey.
That was yours?
That's understandable.
That's true.
Mariah Carey was like, I was so in love with her.
Do you like Ashley Simpson?
I did like Ashley. I liked Ashley Simpson.
She kind of had that like punkish.
I liked her better than Jessica Simpson. Like, I never got into I didn't like Jessica Simpson's music either.
She had one song I liked. I think it was called With You. It was on one of my Now discs.
I like the Now disc. I still think I remember the very first one. First one had, I think it had Fastball
now
on it.
That was
every album
now
that was in this had Fastball on it.
Had Wonderful by Everclear, and I was so excited because that was one of the bands that I really liked, too.
I'm pretty sure the first one had Everclear, too, but it was the
AM Radio?
The one we were singing. No, not Everclear. Everclear. Or is it Everlast? Shit.
No, it's Everclear.
I'll Buy You a New Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is Everclear.
This is the track listing for the very first Now. That's what I call music, because I had this thing, and I listen to it all the time.
I started at 4.
Together Again by Janet Jackson, who cares?
I
never liked Janet Jackson.
I like Janet Jackson.
I like her old stuff.
As Long as You Love Me, Backstreet Boys. Yeah. Okay. Lindsay.
Uh-huh.
That's for you. The Way by Fastball.
Yep.
Okay. Flagpole Sitta by Harvey Danger. I don't know that song.
No clue. Nope.
Say You'll Be There by the Spice Girls.
Yes.
Okay.
All My Life by Casey and JoJo.
Yes.
God, I love that song.
I crank it up so loud.
Never Ever by All Saints.
Nope.
Really?
I feel like I know
Never
that
ever,
one.
Never, ever, ever yep. felt so mm-hmm. low.
Okay.
When
you're
gonna
I got
you. Take me out.
Maybe.
I love that song too.
Yeah,
If You Could Only See by Tonic.
I think
if
I
you
know that
could
one.
Only
yeah.
see the way she loves me. Mbop. Mbop.
By Hanson. Really?
Yeah, the Hanson.
Shit.
What about
Did
Hanson?
You know they
Did
went-
you like Hanson?
No, my cousins were obsessed with them. They looked like little girls.
Hanson went on a tour last year.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what's more surprising. That they went on tour? Or
they're alive?
Yeah. Name one song by Handsome other than Mbop. I'll give you some time.
But they have one, too.
I'm sure they have a couple.
My cousins had all of their
up.
Albums. And I'm just
no,
like,
I feel
no,
like
I'm
there's
good.
One more I know, though.
I mean, I looked them up when I heard they were on tour. I was like, have they even put out an album? Yes, they have.
It's just 2 hours of Mbop. It's just on repeat.
They actually have released several greatest hits albums. And on
what?
Each of
greatest
them,
hits? Has
I feel like you have to have at least two hits to have a greatest hits album.
They had another song that was popular,
I know,
but
I
cannot.
Yeah. I can't remember it either.
I think it was like some sappy song.
Because I didn't care about Hanson at all.
I'm pretty sure it was some sappy, like, lovey-ish song.
Yeah.
No, actually, I'll look that up, Shannon. You look up
you
more.
Continue
you continue the now.
Yeah. All right. Zoot Suit Riot by the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. How'd they get away with that name?
Yeah.
That's my new band's called Ass Fuckers. Huh? Because I'm a hillbilly and I like to do it in the.
No.
Okay.
No.
Shorty.
Save Me was their other popular song.
Yes.
Hilariously, on Spotify, when you look at their listens, because you know, Spotify has the popular section.
Top,
yeah.
All right. So you have, in popular, there's Mbop, the single version, at 48 million listens. Then you have Mbop at 29 million listens.
Is it a remix or what?
I don't know. And then you have Save Me at 3 million.
And then Mbop again?
No, the next one.
The hardcore rap metal remix.
Right. The next two are Christmas
songs.
Because they did Finally It's Christmas. That released this year.
This year.
This year. They released
well,
a Christmas
album.
Good for
them, but they're still getting work.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah, and then Middle of Everywhere is their greatest hits album. It has 26 songs on
what?
It. And you bet your ass, Mbop is number two.
So, Hanson, I'm looking it up. They're basically as old as me. So, that I thought they were much older. I'll be honest with you.
No.
I guess they were really young
when
that came out.
Yeah, they were kids.
Yeah.
That's Who else crazy. But kids would think of a stupid-ass song like Mbop?
Yeah. They got away with it.
There was another
the
song.
The writers.
Can you remember this song, Lindsay? I don't remember the name of it, but it's like the girl was just like, da-dee-dee, da-dee-da, da-dee-da. And it was a huge hit. And I hated that song.
No.
No.
Hang on.
What are you thinking of?
It was some song that was just girl, and she was going like, la-dee-dee, la-dee-da.
It's not that, da-da-da-da-da. It's not that, is
nah,
it?
I don't think so.
No.
Someone out there knows, and they're going to message me tomorrow and say, this is the song. And it's probably Hunter, because he's a goddamn DJ. If anyone's going to know, it's him. He probably doesn't know. Anyway, Shorty, You Keep Playing With My Mind by Imagine.
No.
That name sounds familiar.
Well, they later added Dragons to their... No. Anytime by Brian McKnight. Oh, yeah.
I remember Brian
McKnight. Do I ever cross your mind? Anytime? You don't remember Brian McKnight?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, I love Brian McKnight. Barbie Girl by Aqua. Yeah, everybody
I love
knows Barbie Girl.
Yeah. And the Weird Al remake.
Yeah.
What was that?
Ugly.
Really?
Yeah, it was like you're an,
I'm
ugly,
an
girl.
Ugly girl. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Fuck.
I'm trying to remember the lyrics to it. Like,
sure,
I'm an ugly girl. My face makes you hurl.
I'm gonna have to listen to that after.
Karma Police by Radiohead. I never listened to Radiohead, so that I don't know.
Yeah.
I Will Buy You a New Life by Everclear.
Yep, there it is.
Dum, 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 dum.
So good.
Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz.
I like that one.
Yeah. And Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground.
Oh, yes.
Remember we jammed that at Lonnie's house that one time. Lonnie said that song was built for me. I didn't understand why. I don't like candy and I'm no good at sex. Ask anyone. Ask Jesse.
Hey, what? Hey, hold on.
You said never on the air.
All right. I got a fun nostalgia question for you in music.
Yeah.
What was the first cassette you ever bought?
Oh, God. You really want me to answer this?
Yes.
The bought myself?
Yes. That you bought with your own money.
I think mine was a Powerpuff Girls one. I'm not going to lie because they had that band on one with a Powerpuff. And then it had a couple of songs on that. And I honestly think that was my first cassette.
That's awesome.
The Powerpuff Girl.
Mine was the Mortal Kombat soundtrack.
Yes.
Just for the one song.
Yes, the Mortal Kombat theme.
Basically, I would play the one song and then I just rewind it and play it over and over again.
I think I had another one, but.
Oh, I used to get my music from Walmart. Because, again, that's all my family knew was Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
And if you listen to, and I still have a problem with this, if you listen to rap and you got your music from Walmart, it was always censored.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They censor the music, but not the movies. And I still don't understand why they do that. But so I would get like Bone Thugs
and Harmony.
You
couldn't buy uncensored versions of music at,
But half my music, especially with Bone, because they rap so fast, half of it would be bleeped out.
Yeah,
because you couldn't understand, and yeah, it was a disaster. Lindsay, you didn't answer the question. What's the first
cassette tape
you bought?
First one that I bought with my own money was probably Miami Sound Machine, which was Gloria Estefan's original group. Because my mom was a big Gloria Estefan fan, and the tape that she had with a couple of the songs I liked no longer worked, and they were on that album, so I bought it.
Nice.
Jesse,
Weird Al Yankovic's Bad Hair Day.
Oh. Nice. Ooh.
I loved that
cassette. Oh, it's a good album, but it didn't do well.
That's probably true. What was on it?
Amish Paradise.
Amish Paradise was the big one. It also had the Headline News.
Yes.
Oh, God, I love that song.
The Coolio album was one of the first tapes I bought, by the way, for Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah.
I bought the Coolio album. Gangster's Paradise, Fantastic Voyage or something like that. I don't know. But, yeah, I would listen to the same two songs over and over again. I was so happy when CDs came out.
Yeah.
I had to stop rewinding. Yeah.
They remade some cassettes lately. Like, they brought vinyls back, and some bands are bringing cassettes back.
I saw that, too.
That is not a thing that should make a comeback.
Yeah, it's really not.
That's just inconvenient.
Yeah. Like, people, analog.
No, people actually think that cassettes sound better, and they don't.
No.
They legitimately do. Because
I don't want to go back to VHS. Like, please don't bring that
Nobody
back.
Nobody wants to go back to VHS.
Well, they can bring it back long enough for me to get a working VCR so that I can watch my old stuff that's still only on VHS that I taped off the TV that I don't have anymore.
I have a VCR.
Or, better idea, put it on DVD. Don't even put it on DVD. Put it on Blu-ray at this
point. I'm fine with DVD.
Why do they still make DVDs?
For me.
When you buy the movie and it's got the Blu-ray DVD
player yet.
If you don't have a DVD, if you don't have a Blu-ray player, it's 2017. It's about to be 2018. Blu-rays have been around since 1996.
That's not true.
Don't check the math.
That's not true.
You're thinking of laser discs.
Floppy discs?
Actually, I don't even think Laserdiscs were out in 96.
No, I think they were, because I know they released like Sailor Moon on Laserdisc.
So I'm pretty sure Blu-rays came out when we were at GameStop.
Yeah.
Because there was the game.
It was like 2007 or 2008.
The HD versus Blu-ray war. Yeah. So I'm looking it up right now because I'm kind of curious.
I guess 2005.
Oh, no, because 2005 was when the 360 came out and they didn't have Blu-ray yet. The PS3 came out in 2006 or 2007.
Okay.
And that's when Blu-ray.
I did originally say 2006.
Yeah, you did.
But okay, but the point is, it's at least 11 years.
Okay, well, it's you like $7 cheaper for the DVD, and I just have a normal TV, so the Blu-ray
Do you not have a Blu-ray player?
I do, but I don't...
She has a PS4 and an Xbox One, and you say you have a normal TV. You have an HD TV.
Yeah, it's fine.
Why would you want a DVD copy of it?
Because it's like $7 cheaper.
She owns exactly 4 Blu-rays?
God.
And that's because
that is preposterous.
Oh, I agree. No, her and I have had this discussion numerous times, especially like back in Hastings. She would actually wander over to the DVDs when they had the sale. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you going over there?
Well, Lindsay, you remember
that's
when
a wasteland.
He would argue with us because he just wanted VHS. He didn't want DVD. And I was like, why? Do you not like convenience? Do you not like better pictures?
Do you like having to rewind your film when you're done so when you go back the next time to watch it, you can just put it in?
Do you guys ever have those old tape rewinders?
Yes. That were looked like little race cars?
Yes.
Love that thing. Yeah, my parents bought one like as soon as they saw one.
Yeah.
Like, because it was a nightmare. Like, it takes so long to rewind in the VCR.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It was
forever.
Or,
like, in my grandma's case, she's the one who bought it first. It was so as soon as that movie was done, we could put another one in.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked very well for my little brother when he went through the phase that all he wanted to watch was 101 Dalmatians and Lion King. And so we would just go back and forth between the two tapes.
Yes.
I used to watch The Happy Little Elves.
I watched a lot of The Little
Bart.
Mermaid.
I had a joke and then I lost it because I chose that joke instead. Nah, it's gone.
It's fine.
Oh, no, VHS. So I had a, I dubbed a copy. Remember back, well, I don't know if you guys remember, but when I had satellite, the old big satellites, they had like a pay-per-view channel where you could rent movies.
Yeah.
And it was the coolest thing ever because like I don't have to go to the store. I can rent them via this and I would tape them. So I taped a copy of Mortal Kombat because I love that movie so much. And I watched it so much that like the tape got screwy. So it was green at that point. Like the entire screen was like tinted green. Because I guess the ribbon or whatever you call it.
That's why my tape from childhood that has Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Sleeping Beauty, and Mary Poppins goes in and out from black and white and color. That's because I watched it that much.
That's a special edition. You paid extra for that.
Yeah, we had a lot of recorded tapes. It's like we would record stuff on TV all the time.
And audio. Like I was the guy that would have the blank cassette in the radio.
Yep.
Waiting for my
with record and pause, so all you gotta do is hit pause
and you're waiting for that damn song to come on.
Oh, I would listen to the top 40 countdown every Sunday just to get the songs I wanted. And then it would never fail to do the ones where it like plays like the first part of the song and then cuts off and goes into something else.
Or they talk over the first part.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, shut the fuck up. Shut up and rock.
That's why I was so stoked when for Christmas I got the mini TV with the VCR built in. And I was like, oh, I can just have my own in my room now. So good. So good.
Very nothing nice. Will be as exciting as that was. Like, no matter what technology we get now, it won't be as exciting as when you could record stuff off the TV.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to record anything.
You just DVR it all.
At your fingertips.
Right? Yeah.
And it's still not as exciting. What is the one artist you loved as a youth that you regret the most? Like, what's the most embarrassing person you liked? I'm curious.
I mean, I'm not really embarrassed by anybody or anything that I liked as a kid.
I'm embarrassed by some of the rap music that I listened to that I thought I was so cool. And I re-listen to it now and I'm just like, I didn't fit any of those like criteria.
I got one for you, actually. I liked ICP.
Oh.
Back
here in this shit.
We'll see you later.
Long time ago. No, because I have actually, like, I've knocked this out of my memory. My older brother loved ICP.
How many hatchet men do you have?
None. This was before that. This was back in like their first two albums, like that era. My older brother loved ICP, and I'm trying to remember. Sorry, man, I'm taking the game away from you.
It's okay.
It's in the game.
Get in the game.
Well, it's in the game. You got to pay for it though after you bought the game.
No, you have to get the loot boxes.
Cause yeah, there were just a few songs that I really, really liked, and I heard them, you know, from my older brother, like whenever I would ride in his car. Cause my older brother was just big into rap in general, but before he got really into a lot of the rap stuff, he kind of like started with ICP and some other similar stuff. And yeah, like I actually really dug it as a kid. I don't know if it was because I was, just trying to impress my brother or what.
Could also be because they were white. Because, I mean, a lot of us white kids went through that, like, hardcore rap phase. But, again, me personally, I didn't fit any of the criteria of what they were talking about. So, like, I didn't feel a connection to them, really. But ICP, I could see you being connected to because they were white. Like Eminem, you know. But,
that's fair.
But their music was shit, so I didn't listen to them.
Well, see, I don't know
and
why.
And it's still shit.
The Great Malenko, that was the album. Like, I'm looking it up on Spotify here. The song, The Great Malenko, as well as Hocus Pocus and Boogie Woogie Woo. Those were the three songs that I remember specifically really enjoying back in the day.
I'm embarrassed for you.
I will freely admit it, but yeah, that's one of those things like I see where Insane Clown Posse has gone, and that it's like
they don't know how magnets work.
They don't.
Fuckers.
Miracles. Yeah, no, like I don't like associating with them anymore in any way because of where they're at now. But back then,
they were still terrible, but less embarrassing.
they were terrible, but I guess I enjoyed it. That was really my first like foray into music that wasn't classic rock or country, because I didn't really like the only music I ever bought for myself. Like I bought Weird Al Yankovic, and I
rebelled against my parents. So they loved country. So like when I finally was able to get my own music, you should have seen my catalog. I had Murder Was the Case by Snoop Dogg, of course. What was his original? CD that was so good. That had like gin and juice on it. Oh, what the fuck was it?
That was so long ago.
It was so long ago. Dr. Dre, The Chronic.
Oh,
and I mean, I got
Bone Thugs and Harmony, Eazy-E, NWA. Like, I got that was rap to me.
I spent a lot of my life not liking rap at all because of my dad. Like, he'd always talk about how bad of music it was. And I was like, well, he's my dad. He's always right. It wasn't until later that I learned he was a colossal piece of shit.
Well, looking back, though, a lot of rap was bad. And a lot of rap now is bad. But then again, a lot of music now is bad.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just music we don't like.
We're our parents. It happens. It's the Simpsons thing. I used to be with it, but then they changed what it was. Now what's yeah. it I'm not with, and what is it scares me. It'll happen to you.
I mean, like, even a lot of modern music I still like, except for stuff like...
I don't. Every I time don't. I get in Allie's fucking car, and she turns on her radio, and it's 96.5? Like, yeah, it's one of the pop stations.
Yeah,
and
I 96.5.
Every time
it's
I hear
the only
music,
one in this area.
Yeah.
I just think, like, it's just the same, like, 30 seconds repeated. It's so obnoxious. And I'm like my family whenever I would put in... Bone or something like that, and they would just go, "What's this woogie boogie music you're playing?"
Woogie boogie.
I don't think I've listened to the actual radio other than like the few occasions that we just have real rock on.
Well, that's
like other than that, I just have my MP3 player with what I want to hear.
That's where we stay because of Lord Kirby Ray. He's the Zodiac Killer.
I saw that and I cracked my shit up. I laughed so hard at that, and he's like, "Thanks, man."
Yeah, thanks for the support, man. Fucking Kirby Ray.
I loved it. I was like, this.
Jesus Christ.
This is the only good Cape Girardeau post that there will probably ever be.
Mandy, who did you like? You were embarrassed by anybody?
I can't think of anyone.
Aaron Carter?
Really. No, I'm not embarrassed.
Jesse McCartney.
Let's shine. Beautiful soul.
Oh, Billy Ray Cyrus. I'm embarrassed by that.
That's fair.
Maybe.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Actually, no. That Achy Breaky Heart was the one country song I liked as a kid.
Oh, my God. That was on a... I had, like a kid's dance party disc, and it had, like, the Macarena and the Electric Slide and Rockin' Robin.
Oh, jeez.
Rockin' Robin. That was my favorite one.
Maybe that's my embarrassment. Rockin' Robin.
That was on one of my favorite compilations I had on a kid. That's what I call a future mistake. That's what I call a future regret.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm pretty sure that Achy Breaky Heart song was on there. God, I bet I have that somewhere.
I don't care what you say. Billy Ray Cyrus was a beast back then. Had that sweet-ass mullet.
Mullet, yeah.
Don't tell her. Had that sweet-ass fly. This fucking fly that has terrorized Podzilla 1985 for weeks.
It's just all of our studio.
He won't die. He's like a Terminator fly. Anyway. And then Billy Ray Cyrus had Miley Cyrus. And then...
And boy, did she.
Boy, did she. Lindsay, anybody you're embarrassed by?
Well, going back through my 90s and 80s mixes and having stuff on my MP3 player, I'm a little embarrassed at the Paula Abdul music I have.
I'm a little embarrassed whenever your Gem songs come on.
Oh, I like my Gem and the Hologram songs.
They're the worst.
They are. They're so bad, but I love them.
They're like an abortion of musical taste, you know?
Look.
If music could have an abortion, that's what seeps out.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, that got real fucking gross. That took a second to really land on me.
It's not that bad.
I want to apologize to you, Lindsay, for saying that.
That's nasty.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Where do you go from there?
So Billy Ray Cyrus is your embarrassment as a kid?
When I was in grade school, we had to do a performance of Billy Ray Cyrus, like my entire class, and we had
to
like
line dance.
We had to line dance while we did it. Yeah, yep.
Wow.
I mean, I remember having to learn it in gym class as something that they did, but
oh god,
that fucking song was just everywhere.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Billy Ray Cyrus, like I said, my parents loved country music, but now I respect the music that they listen to. Like they loved Conway Twitty. I love Conway Twitty. They loved George Jones. I love George Jones. Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, the Highwaymen. You know, people like that. Like I really love and respect that music. So I don't know what I was thinking as a kid.
My grandma and aunt really like country.
It's not bad music. I mean, it is now. I don't get Dalton's obsession.
Yeah, I mean, current country is awful. Like, even, like, my family that likes country music hates current country.
Yeah.
Like, the only country I willingly listen to on my own was Shania Twain.
Yes.
God,
she's
amazing. I remember the obsession with Shania Twain. Chad's
dad
is
obsessed. And Dixie Chicks. I would listen to the Dixie Chicks.
I didn't listen to them.
They were super hot until they criticized George Bush, and then the country turned on them.
Yeah.
That's a true story. They said they weren't proud that he was from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the country just said, you're traitors, you're treasonous, and they got fucked over after that.
Well, country music fans.
Yeah.
Republicans in general.
There you go.
I'm okay with Keith Urban. He's okay.
Blake Shelton. Isn't Blake Shelton a country singer?
The sexiest man, which
sexiest
is not
man alive
at all.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I was actually kind of, because I think Hunter posted that.
I think he is country, though.
Yeah, People Magazine voted him sexiest
man
in 2017.
I'm like, who the fuck are you looking at? Nobody. What the fuck is wrong with you, People Magazine? Are you blind?
He's sexy enough to be married to Gwen Stefani.
Didn't he marry?
Ooh. I think Nicole. No, that was
Miranda Lambert. Was that her name?
That is a person.
I think that he married, or they were supposed
before
to get
Gwen
married.
Before Gwen Stefani?
Maybe. I don't know.
I was thinking of Keith Urban. Keith Urban married Nicole Kidman, I think.
Maybe.
No,
wasn't it? I don't know. We don't know enough.
We only have a couple minutes left here, so
All right. No, I was going to say, I'm done.
Have we rambled that much?
Yeah, well, it's not rambling. It's content.
I was very happy because music is a huge thing for me. So
yeah, I thought it was fun. That's what Nostalgic Month's supposed to be. It's supposed to be fun.
I'm very happy about
we have been very fortunate that for the past 2 months, we've had topics to avoid talking about real life.
Yeah.
We've ignored Congress and what they're doing right now with the with the tax bill that's passed today. Mm-hmm. We've ignored the shootings. We've ignored Trump in general.
All right, well, before we get too angry on that.
And I want to continue to ignore it.
Because I don't think Lindsay or I ever went through our history of music.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah. So, Lindsay, hit it.
Ace of Base.
Okay, do you want to hear my true insanity?
Yep. Go.
So, if you go from Little Lindsay up, it would be the pop music that my mom listened to. A whole bunch of Disney soundtracks.
To this day.
Which then, that continues forever. Which then goes into 90s pop, which then goes into 90s alternative, which then goes into like the emo rock, which then goes into J-pop and anime soundtracks, and my sprinkling of musicals throughout all of it, and then all the stuff that Shannon put on me. And that's about it.
Rap music. I made her listen to a lot of rap music.
I hated rap.
She still kind of gets
like
rap.
I could do R&B, but I really
tell them
did
what
not
your
like
shitty
rap.
Family said that one time.
Oh, what my uncle said about Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay, so I had a relative who one of my cousins like actually liked rap music a lot, and he's just blasting it upstairs. And said uncle calls up and says, "Hey, do you want the white Santa or the black Santa to come this year?"
Oh no, this was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Black Santa ain't going to Pennsylvania. Who knows what'll happen to him?
Oh no,
Jesse. What about you?
Well, whenever I was a kid, yeah, it was kind of similar. Pat and I, Mandy's brother, have bonded over the fact that both of our dads had really, really similar taste in music. So he and I have really, really similar taste in music, at least as far as like the classic rock stuff goes. So that was for most of my life. And again, I guess I always just really wanted to be, you know, dad's favorite. So everything that he liked, I liked as a kid. And yeah, classic rock, hated rap because my dad hated rap, never even like gave it a chance or anything else. Then eventually, I landed into like punk and heavy rock and that kind of stuff. My dad hated Metallica. Like that was the one like kind of classic rock that he did not like.
Mm.
I loved Metallica. I mean, I still love Metallica.
I like them.
But, Jake and I started getting really, really, really into Dragon Ball Z. And back at the height of the peer-to-peer sharing era.
Oh my gosh, I know what you're going to say.
AMVs.
AMVs.
Yep, AMVs. Yeah. Anime Jake, music videos.
Jake and I discovered AMVs on Morpheus, if anybody knows what Morpheus is. Because Napster wouldn't let you do, like, or it may have let you do videos and stuff like that, but the internet was way too slow at that point.
I don't even remember what I used to download
Napster.
Off of.
I used LimeWire.
Napster was the first one.
I never used Napster.
And
then it was like something different.
And then LimeWire.
LimeWire. Then uTorrent.
Yeah.
And uTorrent, or Torrent still.
Yeah, Torrent is still going. Morpheus was before Kazaa for me.
It was after Napster, before Kazaa.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, and it got shut down because, you know, it was...
Because everything was illegal?
Yes.
No one believed the bullshit of, no, this is... some people do illegal things on this. No, everybody did a legal thing on that.
Yes. And yeah, so we found these AMVs that people would make, just like classic Dragon Ball Z stuff. And that introduced me to a whole lot of music, like Linkin Park back when they were still Hybrid Theory. Yep. Like somebody did something on that. It introduced me to like Korn, Disturbed, System of a Down, a bunch of other music that just sort of branched into what would shape my high school years. And yeah, that was kind of where I stuck, like with like the new metal era. And then I tried to go a little bit deeper into metal and some of the screaming scared me. And I, so I resurfaced.
You were drowning in it.
I was drowning in the metal. And then I just kind of went like all over the place, like in college. Like I was everywhere. There for a while, like my favorite band was, or my favorite bands were, Flogging Molly and Dropkick Murphy.
Flogging Molly.
Dropkick Murphy.
Me, Trevor, and Kevin got super into Irish punk in college.
That's Ariel.
Yeah. Like, and we started dressing differently. I had chops. We all wore driver's caps.
Jesus Christ.
I remember
those pictures on your Facebook.
Yes. I remember we went to Lambert's once, like after my birthday, and some dude straight up asked me if I was Irish.
Which you were. So you were like, yes.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, but in an American accent.
Or Kevin answered for you with that fake-ass accent that he used to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
I loved Kevin's Irish accent. But, yeah, so that was just kind of how that went. And then, like, I don't know, these days it's still kind of a mix of everything. I finally started giving rap a chance, and I really like rap a few – this was years ago now. I was like, okay, no, I dig it. I enjoy this rap music.
This thing you kids like. Probably the newest band that I've fallen in love with recently. Actually, it's an older band, but I just found it. Metric. I love Metric. You know, they did the Scott Pilgrim song last year.
Yeah.
And 21 Pilots.
Yeah, I love 21
Pilots. Because Tanner introduced me to 21 Pilots. Thankfully, Ali's obsessed with them, so that was kind of a thing we bonded over.
Yeah. I would love if 21 Pilots did more songs like Car Radio.
Yeah. Yes, Car Radio.
That's like, my favorite. It would be one of my favorite bands because I love that song.
House of Gold and Gun for Hands, I think is what it's called. Really good too, those are like my other two. And Stressed. Well, I like Stressed Out a little bit.
Too mainstream.
What is it? Holding On to You, I think. It was on the same album as Car Radio.
I only know two really songs from that record. I'm not as big into it as Ali is. So.
Yeah.
I pretty much only know Car Radio because I listened to that entire album and the rest of it was, it wasn't, it's not like it's bad.
No.
Yeah. It's just, something about Car Radio just so really hit me.
I still love the Coheed and Cambria.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably my favorite band. I really love Chevelle. I'm a huge Chevelle
fan. They played back in St. Louis in May.
Chevelle?
No, Coheed.
Oh.
I wanted to go.
Yeah, I also wanted to go because you told me about that, but it was like the week of.
Yeah.
And like, hey, Coheed's playing this week. Yeah.
Two of my favorite bands broke up either this year or last year. I think it's
Motion
this year.
Motion City Soundtrack.
That was so upset.
And Yellow Card. Both of those broke up.
I didn't actually realize Yellow Card was still together.
Yeah. Well, they weren't. There's an era of music that was really good. You know what I mean? Like,
When I saw them at Warped 2 years ago or three, they're like, hey, it's Yellow Card, you know, the guys that played Ocean Avenue. But I remember, like, Light Up the Sky was one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, Light Up the Sky, Gifts and Curses. I love that song.
But they ended with Ocean Avenue and they were rocking, like, that stage. But I actually got to see Motion City on their farewell tour. And
I was
just
so
like,
badly.
I'm so sick. Because I've been listening to them for like 10 plus years.
Yeah, I still remember the day that I saw the music video. Like, I used to stay up late. Remember when music videos were like a thing?
Yes.
And you'd stay up and watch them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I stayed up watching and there was this weird ass video. It was, Tell Me That You're All, or Everything, was it, Everything's All Right?
Yeah, Everything's All Right.
And I remember the video being so weird. And I'm like, who was that guy with that weird
hair? Yes.
I had to find them.
Shit, I love, oh my God.
Did you guys ever have Fuse? Right.
Yeah.
The network?
Yeah, it was
I watched it sometimes because they were better than MTV.
Yeah. Yes.
For
and then
sure.
And there was
VH1.
VH1 was cool. VH1 always had a big variety. Mm-hmm. I loved Fuse because it was basically all just the music I liked because it was all like alt rock, punk, and metal.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
Yeah.
I love this channel. Like, me and my little brother kept it on, kept the TV on Fuse a lot.
Yeah.
I miss music. All right. Well, that's our show. Thank you guys for listening.
We're going to go listen to some music.
Go listen to some music. We'll be back next Thursday with something else nostalgic to tickle your old school bone.
Next Thursday is Thanksgiving?
We will not be back next Thursday.
Yeah, because I get to work.
Fuck.
I'm off. You guys want to do the show?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm also off.
No.
I drop Mike off at 5.
If you do it before 4 o'clock weekend.
I mean, we'll be off, but.
I drop Mike off at 5, and then I'm
free. I just kind of figured we'd be hanging out here anyway.
Probably. I mean, I got to go eat. I got to eat, what is it called?
I'm cooking turkey. A bird.
Yeah, I got to eat turkey in two places, so, you know, my parents are divorced, so.
I heard you weren't getting turkey at your second place.
That's what I heard. It's going to be creative.
Cool.
I'm scared.
We won't be back next Thursday, but we will be hanging out and having fun. So if you guys want to hang out and have fun with us, Zane Laney, feel free to drive to Cape Girardeau, and you are welcome to hang out with us anytime. That brings me to my next point. We're doing the Be Like Zane campaign.
Yes.
Our favorite listener, Zane Laney, who has become a good friend of ours, is thrown his support out for us, and we want you to be like Zane. We want you to like us. We want you to like comment on our stuff. We love interacting with our fans. It's not just Zane Laney. We have lots of fans, but Zane is probably the most visible because he really likes us.
Tags us like and stuff all the time. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah.
Be like
I usually
Zane.
Have at least one Pokemon tag from him a day.
I get Godzilla and wrestling and stuff like that. Yeah, he's a cool guy. So be like Zane. Interact with us. So go to Facebook.com. Like us. Share us. Tell all your friends about us. If you have a music service that you listen to us on, rate us, tell us you love us. If you do, if you don't like us, tell us that too. Tell us what we can do to get better and then we'll ignore you.
it's not true. We do take criticism to heart.
We just take it poorly.
That's not true.
Patreon.com/Podzilla1985 if you want to support us with the monies. And then, of course, Podzilla1985.com to listen to our old episodes and catch up on our great material and content. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back on Sunday to do it all over again with Nerd Up and another fantastic week of content. Next week's Thanksgiving, so, you know, celebrate.
Have gobble a good gobble. Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We're not going to do a Thanksgiving show this year because last year went so badly. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Guys, have a great night. We'll see you next week.
Listen to that.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's still going. Tell them. Go for it.
Go back and listen to that Thanksgiving show if you really, really want to laugh at people making fun of Shannon.
Oh.
Good night, everybody.